Life, I've discovered, always sends you scenarios perfectly designed to teach you the lessons you most need to learn to get to your next grade of growth. Things never unfold for your failure. Everything always happens in your favor. And we are most alive when we are closest to our fears.
The road of greatness has potholes, has detours, has wrecks. The road of greatness isn't pretty, but it's purposeful. And so your road isn't going to be smooth. Your road isn't going to be easy. Your road will be the road that's less traveled. But just know as you travel in this road and doubt creeps up, just know as you're traveling this road and you start to question yourself, just know as you're traveling this road and hard times creep up, just know you were called to travel this road. And at the end of the road, everything that you can't even imagine is waiting for you. At the end of the road, they have a you. There's a you waiting for you that you can't even picture right now. You can't even fathom that you. The journey built this. And the journey wasn't pretty, but the journey was purposeful. The journey wasn't perfect, but the journey was purposeful.
Well, I think the deck is stacked against everyone to some degree because life is very difficult and we all die. So, but people, some people do have it harder than others. And all of us have it very hard at some times in our lives. It's like, well, what's the alternative? You take responsibility for that and try to struggle uphill because the alternative makes everything worse. Bitter? Should they be bitter? Should they be resentful? Should they become violent? These things don't help. They have to struggle uphill despite their excess burden. And it's responsibility, not guilt. You know, it's not necessarily their fault. That's not the point.
The major key to your taking charge of your destiny is you. It's you. And even though you might not have all the things going for you that you would like, you have the power within you as you begin to develop your consciousness, as you hold the vision of what it is that you want to do, as you decide to enter this small voice within you, because as you respond to this voice that's telling you you ought to do this, the way will come, ideas will come to you. You will begin to attract things you need and things that you don't even know that you need right now. But if you don't put yourself out here, if you don't become actively involved in life, if you hold back on yourself, and continue to procrastinate. Most people go through life as volunteer victims. They go through life volunteering to be victims, giving excuses on why they're not pursuing their greatness, giving excuses on why they're not doing the things that they want to do, putting it off again and again and again, wasting valuable time. Life is very valuable, ladies and gentlemen. Time is very valuable, and it's very fragile. You've got to decide to do what you can right now, and don't delay.
This is my question to you. When you go free yourself, how long are you going to stay in this pain expecting change to happen in your life? How long are you going to stay in this situation expecting things to change in your life? You've been here for the last year, the last 5 years, the last decade, staying in the same mess, accepting the same mess, and wonder why you're stressed, wonder why you're not happy, wonder why you're not fulfilled, wonder why you're not experiencing the life that you deserve to experience. When you go free yourself from the pain.
People who are serious are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. People that are serious don't spend time feeling sorry for themselves or talking about what happened. They are too busy creating a new life for themselves.
What do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them. You got to outgrind them. You got to get up earlier. You got to stay up later. You got to execute, and you got to go from 70 to 120.
I believe you were born to do something great with your life. But the first thing is this, either a reminder or an introduction to you, which is that you were born to do something great with your life. You were. We think we're disqualified. Oftentimes, the smallest things when we're doing them end up having the biggest ripple effects that change people's lives. But if we don't walk around knowing we were born to do something great, we may miss the very opportunities to do it.
Don't ever be ashamed of anything you've done in your life. Face it, fix it, make it better. Build belief, build confidence to the point where nothing can hurt you because you know exactly who you are.
Once something's important to you, it never leaves your mind. If you always dreamt about being a singer-songwriter and you never did it, you will be haunted by that at the age of 70 because it's still right here, stored in the back of your mind. It's something that's meant for you, that's trying to call to you. You see, your dreams, you either pursue them or they fucking haunt you.
You've faced your demons in your mind. You were able to hear all your past traumas. You were able to listen to them. You're able to say, okay, now I can now talk to people about what I went through. I'm no longer embarrassed. I'm no longer ashamed. Being ashamed is one of the biggest things that people nowadays in their minds kill them from moving forward. I'm ashamed of myself. We are humans. But then again, if you always think that we're humans, you will always just be a human and always make the same mistakes. Go through the archives, dig it up, study it, and then use it for yourself.
Take action. When you start to walk, talk, dress, and behave like the top people, you soon begin to feel like the top people. You will treat other people like the top people do. You will work the way the top people work. You will start to get the results that the top people get. In no time at all, you will be one of the top people yourself. It may be trite to say, fake it until you make it, but there is a lot of truth to it. Your main job in life is to create the mental equivalent within yourself of what you want to realize and enjoy in your outer world. Your focus must be on creating the beliefs within yourself that are consistent with the great success you want to be in your outer world. You achieve this by challenging your self-limiting beliefs, rejecting them, and then acting as if they did not exist. You reinforce the development of new life-enhancing beliefs by increasing your knowledge and skills in your field to the point where you feel equal to any demand or challenge. You accelerate the development of new positive beliefs by setting bigger and more exciting goals in every area. Finally, you act continually as if you were already the person that you desire to be. Your aim is to reprogram your subconscious mind for success by creating the mental equivalent in everything you do or say. Make a decision this very day to challenge and reject any self-limiting beliefs that you might have that could be holding you back. Look into yourself and question the areas of your life where you have doubts about your abilities or talents. You might ask your friends and family members if they see any negative beliefs that you might have. Often, they will be aware of negative self-limiting beliefs you have that you are not aware of yourself. In every case, once you have identified these negative beliefs, ask yourself, what if the opposite were true? What if you had the ability to be extraordinarily successful in an area where you currently doubt yourself? What if you had been programmed from infancy with genius ability in a particular area? What if you had within you right now the ability to earn and keep all the money you could ever want throughout your life? What if you had a golden touch with regard to money? If you absolutely believe these things to be true, what would you do differently from what you are doing today? Your beliefs are always manifested in your words and actions. Make sure that everything you say and do from now on is consistent with the beliefs that you want to have and the person that you want to become. In time, you will replace more and more of your self-limiting beliefs with life-enhancing beliefs. Over time, you will completely reprogram yourself for success. When this occurs, the transformation that takes place in your outer life will amaze you and all the people around you.
Persistence is self-discipline in action. Your ability to persist in the face of all setbacks and temporary failures is essential to success in life. Napoleon Hill said, "Persistence is to the character of man as carbon is to steel. The primary reason for success is persistence. And likewise, the primary reason for failure is lack of persistence, quitting too soon. There is a direct link between self-discipline and self-esteem. Each time you discipline yourself to do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not, your self-esteem increases. This, why there is direct relationship between self-esteem and persistence. Each time you persist and force yourself to continue on, even when you feel like quitting, your self-esteem goes up. Each act of self-discipline strengthens every other act of self-discipline. Every act of persistence strengthens every other act of persistence. When you discipline yourself to persist over and over, you like and respect yourself more and more. You become stronger and more confident. Eventually, you become unstoppable. Persistence is its own reward. Every time you force yourself to persist on a task, whether it is large or small, you feel happier and better about yourself. When you go the extra mile and do more than you are paid for or more than is expected, your self-esteem goes up. You feel more powerful and in greater control of your life. In your career, when you go the extra mile, you put yourself on the side of the angels. The primary difference between winners and losers in life is simple. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. You can increase your ability to persist by talking to yourself positively. Say these words: I am unstoppable. Before you begin any major undertaking, pre-program yourself by telling yourself, I never give up. Before you can achieve anything worthwhile in life, you have to pass the persistence test. This is usually a snap quiz sprung on you unexpectedly with no warning. You suddenly face a major setback, problem, temporary failure, or even a complete disaster. When this happens, remind yourself that this is the testing time. This is when you demonstrate what you are really made of. This is when you show yourself and others the strength of your character and your true determination to succeed. Your ability to respond effectively to setbacks, your level of response, ability, is the measure of your readiness to succeed. When you experience a major setback or problem, you will feel temporarily stunned. This feeling is very much like a punch in the emotional solar plexus. You will be stopped for a few seconds or a few minutes. During this period, you will often feel discouraged or experience self-pity. You will say, why me? However, it is not how far you fall that counts, but rather how high you bounce. Your aim is to bounce back as quickly as possible. Resilience in the face of unexpected reversals is vital to long-term success. Remember the warrior's creed: I will lay me down to bleed a while, and then rise and fight again. Don't be surprised, shocked, or set back when things go wrong. Your best laid plans will often fall apart. Instead, expect disappointments and setbacks as a part of life. Take a deep breath, pick up the pieces, and continue onward.